Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa West, and today we'll be talking about the top three reasons to include mantra in your yoga practice. Hello, and welcome to Living Your Yoga. Let's look at three reasons why you might want to include mantra in your yoga practice. Number three. Hatha yoga used pranic mantras to open the chakras. According to Dr. David Frawley, author of Mantra Yoga and Primal Sound, quote, the 50 main Sanskrit letters from the petals of the chakras serve to energize them. The inner power of yoga is said to be composed of the letters or sounds of the Sanskrit alphabet and is primarily a higher mantric force, end quote. And in the show notes, I'll put a link to my first yoga video on the chakras in case you don't know about those, and also a free class on the chakras. Number two, in yoga, we refer to the three gunas, rajas, which is agitated, tamas, which is inert, and sattva, which is harmonic. Dr. David Frawley, in his book on mantra and primal sound, says that chanting mantra neutralizes rajas and tamas, or agitation and inertia, and allows you to move into sattvic consciousness. And the number one reason to include mantra in your yoga practice is that mantra calms your mind. When your mind focuses on chanting mantra, it gives your mind something to focus on, allowing it to become reflective and quiet. Dr. David Frawley suggests turning to a mantra each time your mind becomes agitated, allowing the mantra's power to calm your mind to increase. Thanks for listening. Please leave your comments below.
Finding a great yoga class is becoming more costly and difficult. Now there's a better way to self-improvement in the privacy of your own home. Visit Dr. Melissa West at melissawest.com and start getting free weekly online videos. Real yoga for real people.